Wednesday, September 5th, 2018, at 6 p.m. We're going to start out with any public comment, so if there's any public comment to be made. I see none. Chair will entertain a motion to go into the first public hearing, which would have to do with Nader Enterprises LLC at 2777 South Mill Road.
I make a motion to go into public hearing regarding Nader Enterprises LLC, 2777 South Mill Road.
We have a first or a second?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are now in the public hearing portion. I'd like to turn the time over to Corbin, and for the record, your name again?
Sure, Corbin Gordon. I'm here for Nader Enterprises. This should be pretty simple. We came and applied for this connection here, what was it, probably 2 or 3 months ago. Realized after we did that Nate held his property in Nader Enterprises LLC, not his own individual name. So we didn't want to get kicked out of district court. We had to appeal it on a simple technicality. So we just reapplied with the appropriate name. It's the identical arguments. We've kind of already been through all of this. So I brought basically some packets just for purposes of the record. You'd already gone through and denied the first one. I'm hoping that there will be a different outcome this time, but may not be. And if not, we're just kind of, this is more of a technicality, formality, so that we don't end up with a problem over in district court if he chooses to appeal. Does that make sense? So if I can just give you copies of everything here, just for the record,
yes, please.
One of these. Really, the only thing that's changed on this one from what we did before is just there's the initial cover sheet that explains that we just needed to edit it to Nader Enterprises LLC.
And was it this thick last time?
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah, it seemed a little thick. Remember, I'm not counting pages, but it just doesn't.
It seems like that dang thick. Yeah, no, and so they're all the identical things. Yeah, I mean, and we've already actually for purposes of the record, I would like to ask that because we did this before, if we could just adopt the arguments that I made. Everything's pretty much set out there. I don't want to bore you with all the same arguments that we met through before. And so we'll just ask that the arguments that I made the first time that we applied just be made here. They're identical. All we're doing is changing the name. Okay. Any questions at all?
Yeah, I'm curious to know why you think your arguments are boring.
Well, I try to make them, you know, as entertaining as I possibly can.
Okay. So with that being said, any other questions from council to the applicant?
Okay.
Any other comments from the public as well?
Where's everyone at today?
Okay. That's a good question. If there's nothing from the council and nothing from the public, any further comment, Chair will entertain a motion with regards to this public hearing.
Okay, I make a motion that we go out of the public hearing, go back into regular session, and again, I'd like to continue this public hearing so we have a chance to go through this, look at it again, and make sure everything that we talked about first is in it.
Okay, we have a motion to re-examine the packet and look closer, which I would think would probably be better for you to have us look closer to make sure that what you said and what you think it says.
We have a motion
for that. Do we have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we have this and that item, that public hearing, will be continued. And so the chair will entertain a motion to go out of that public hearing and go into a new public hearing with regards to Mary Jo Coleman public hearing, which was continued from last month.
So moved.
We have a first?
I second it.
And we have a second. First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we have left the previous public hearing and we are currently in the second public hearing with regards to Coleman public hearing. Is there anybody that would be representing them or would like to speak on their behalf?
I'm here on their behalf. Just one thing. When I told Mary Jo what happened the last time, the only thing she was concerned about is She felt like the continuance of the public hearing was kind of nothing more than to buy time. She was concerned about that. She would ask that, you know, that this be the last public hearing. Nobody appears to be here to talk about it so that we can start the process so she can get a decision and move forward on it.
Okay, I know from our standpoint, we have some people looking now who will be at Fulton. We have not got our answers back from the really important folks that look at all this stuff. So that particular item still may be looked at from the town's point of view.
Well, and that's fine. Her point was, and I think she's probably correct, you have public comment, and once the public comment is done, then there's a time frame where you've got like 30 days to respond and do those kinds of things. But I don't think you can continue just having a bunch of public hearings to buy time to review it.
And I would agree to buy time and to do it not upfront and not to do it right. I would agree with you. But it does take a little extra time to look at all the issues, if it take that extra time.
So. Well, that's fine. She just requests that, I mean, basically given that, I mean, the purpose of gathering the public comment is so that you can make your decision based on that. It doesn't look like there's any public comment, so time should start where you guys can analyze it and make a decision.
A lot of stuff in this packet to go over, though.
Well, right, you've had it for 30 days.
We have, and some other people have also had it. But, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're trying to get that all put together. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we were at, we had the last comment. Any other public comment with regards to this public hearing? I'll move it to the council. The council would like to discuss anything with regards to Mary Jo Coleman public hearing.
Yes. You got something? Oh. Okay. I've got a lot of phone calls out on a lot of this stuff, and I haven't had them return, and so I'm still gathering some information. You can see I've marked up my application, and so I haven't had my questions answered, and I don't know how fast that will come back. And so I do need a little bit more time, and I would like to continue the public hearing because part of that process was the public questions that we received during the first public hearing. So I would move that we continue it for another month and be able to get those answers.
Okay. So we have a motion to continue this one as well to get the answers that we have the full understanding of what we're dealing with. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a first and a second. Go into discussion amongst the members. If not, all in favor? Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Item continued as well again. This is number four, business license, Tender Touch Massage. Looks like a renewal.
So there's actually a new one on there, and since they are present, you want to do that one first?
Sure. I'll pass it around. Outwelt Officials Gear and Apparel. So who would be the owner there?
Yes, so myself and Mary Ellen.
If you wouldn't mind just coming up and state your name for the record so she can get the name down and whatever.
Okay, I'm good. I know who it is. You're good.
Okay. It's actually West, Out West. My handwriting is terrible. That's why West is wrong. So
mine's worse. Mine's worse.
So this is, I'm a sports official. I referee, I umpire baseball, work college baseball, work some professional baseball, do football, do different sports. Not while I'm on crutches, but when I'm not on crutches. And so I've been asked by some colleagues to start an officials apparel business. So basically the referee shirts you see referees wear, the pants. So it's not a real large crowd, so there's not a lot of inventory. And a lot of it's drop ship. So we're looking to start this business. We'll just run it out of our home. There are Crazy Acres. And ship everything from there. It's just starting out small. We'll see if it grows. If it grows, we'll hopefully someday go to a storefront, you know, somewhere else. But right now, we're just going to run it out of the basement. We're down to our last child being home, so we have all this extra space to do something with. And so that's our desire.
Okay. You tell me this, but as far as room and number of drop-offs and number of shipments, I mean, obviously the more the better for you, but the impacts is kind of what we're looking at of in and out and how many and
yeah.
Big trucks and kids in the, you know, in the street, which some of those things, do you see that impact, how that might impact that area?
No, I don't think they'll really, I mean, most of the neighbors we have are family. So we really don't see a lot of impact there, a lot of little kids around the neighborhood. But most of the shipments will come UPS, so they'll come at the same time. Typically, it's seasonal. So, for example, we're gearing up now for the basketball wrestling season. Football's, you know, people, the referees have already bought their stuff for football, basically. And so we're gearing up for that, so we'll have some shipments coming in October.
So I take it, you're taking it, selling it, ship, box it back up, and sending it out to Fred and doing your thing?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, we have a horseshoe driveway, so it's in and out, access is not an issue.
So we'll have deliveries, but we won't have UPS coming to our house for pickup, you know, the shipments. we'll go to the post office or the UPS store I worked down.
People or folks coming to the house are mostly all shipping online?
No, it's not. None of it's store. It's all shipping. Yeah, it's all shipping.
Any questions from the council?
Have you by chance read the town code on home businesses and stuff?
I have not.
I'd encourage you to just read that.
Okay.
Sure.
Is it online?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. What it will help to do is maybe if you have to have some outbuildings or do some things, it's going to be able to help you understand why there is or isn't a reason why you can or can't do something.
Okay. Sure.
Within your own property and things, and great suggestion.
Yep. That sounds great.
I'm not opposed. Let's sign this forward. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Yeah, aye. Oh, sorry.
I memorized him.
Sorry, Mary.
Nope, you're good. Just want to confirm. And then do you have the $60 for the fee?
So do you need to get your credit card, or do you guys, how does that work?
Check or cash.
Check or cash.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
You'll probably have to reprint that anyway.
Yeah.
Good luck on all that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That injury is not a result of a bad call.
No. There's been a lot of bad calls.
No.
So she's going to grab a check and bring that back in to you.
Super. Awesome. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Looks like we have three renewals here. One would be Tender Touch Massage, who's been with us for quite a while. Any complaints on anything that you know about these three? That would be Tender Touch. It would also be House Keeping by Dawn.
By Dawn, no.
And the third would be... KLT Inc. DBA Great Escapes.
They run their business right when we get no complaints. To item number five, which was, is Alan Stoney here? Or? Okay. Let's skip over that and come back to it if you can.
Okay.
Need a motion?
I do.
Motion to skip over number five and come back if that can show up.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second it.
All in discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Until the end of the evening if he shows up. Move on to number six, which would be possible approval of Wasatch County Snow Removal Agreement.
Thank you.
printed the wrong name on it because I just had Welp.
Oh, okay.
The West. So I will just send it in the mail to you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.
Oh, that would be good. Thank you.
The council would like me to recite this. And I'll go back to requirements. I'm just going to read just a slide, the interlocal act of just requirements of this 4 or 5 items. No interlocal entity is created by this agreement. Pursuant to Utah Code, this agreement shall be reviewed by the attorney representing each party prior to its taking effect. Pursuant to Code Section, this agreement shall be administered by the County Public Works Director, Brandon Clough. It's kind of the same thing. So if we don't have any questions, I would have a motion to sign in.
The only thing that I was wondering, it looked like to me that the sign, do you know what they were charging prior on signs? If you look at the bottom of that, it looks like the snow removal is the same, but it looks to me like they possibly increased sign replacement fee.
We're saying,
I think it's 56 now. Do you know what it was prior?
Okay, fee. The town hereby agrees to pay the county $74 per hour for snow plowing. And you said that within the municipal boundaries of the town, and 41 per cubic yard of salt in the county within the municipal boundaries of the town. Sign repair and a replacement will be charged at $56 per hour plus materials.
I actually thought it was 75.
Okay.
I thought it was 50.
Okay. We're putting us at 56.
I'm good.
Okay. Thanks for pointing that out, though. Now we know it's at least 56, and I stand corrected. So
Chip, you'll need to sign the contract because then I'm going to have to obtain from Mike Davis, and then there's also the secondary
for the
page that you'll need to sign for the resolution.
For the resolution.
Yes. Thank you.
So we will do the. I'm just going to sign the agreement now, and then I'll read the resolution and go over that. And the resolution, we all voted. This would be the resolution that corresponds with the this year's county snow removal, and it would be DR 2018-09-05, September 5th, 2015. September 5th, 2018. Short title resolution authorizing interlocal agreement with Wasatch County for snow removal and sign replacement repair. The purpose would be snow removal services to be provided to the town of Daniel by Wasatch County for the winter season 2018-2019 and sign repair and or replace as needed within Daniel. A resolution whereas Chapter 13 of Title 11 of the Utah Code permits local government units to cooperate with each other for mutual advantages and thereby to provide services in a manner that will accord best with geographic, economic, populations, and other factors, including the needs and development of local communities for the overall promotion of the general welfare of the state. And whereas the town desires that the county provide snow plowing services for the public records located within the municipal boundaries of the town of Daniel and repair or replace road signs therein. And whereas the county is able to and willing to provide snow plowing services as a season-by-season basis. And whereas the town and the county desire to establish the terms, their cooperation to provide the aforementioned services, the Daniel Town Council does hereby approve that an interlocal agreement be entered into between the Wasatch County and Town of Daniel for snow removal services for the winter season 2018-19 and sign repair or replace as necessary, and authorize the mayor to negotiate, sign, and enter in such an agreement. Once signed, such agreement will be attached to this resolution as permanent record. Here in discussion, if not, she'll take a motion on the resolution.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion? Got a second?
I second it.
We have a second. Any questions with regards to it? If none, all in favor? Aye. That is approved. That's all we need.
Wait, you need to sign that? That's the for the resolution.
Okay, and then there's, yeah,
I know you initialed it, but down below you need to sign it.
There you go. That one mixed up. This one here.
Okay, now I need all that back.
Yep. Let me make sure I sign that.
I'm glad I do it, man.
Yep. I love to pass things on. Do I have any other rules? Okay, this would, taking care of item number six, we'll move on to item number seven, which is approval of ordinance regards to the Huntsman Armstrong rezone. I'll read the municipal ordinance. Number VO-2018-09-05A, September 5th, 2018, short title, rezone of property at 2879 South Mill Road, Daniel, Utah, from RA5 to commercial. Purpose, ordinance to change the zoning of property at the address listed above, also known as parcel number 00-0020-4477, currently assessed as approximately 3.85 acres. Ordinance, whereas the Daniel Town Council voted at the August 8th, 2018 meeting to make the zone change proper notice, having been given for a public hearing held on the matter on June 20th, 2018, and the Town Council with the Planning Commission having heard the public's comments regarding the zone change, be it ordained by the Daniel Town Council of Daniel, Utah, that the zoning of the above described property will be changed to a commercial designation after adoption and publication of this ordinance. The Daniel Town zoning map will be amended to reflect this change. Any questions amongst the council? Chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to accept the ordinance.
Okay, well, first, do I accept the ordinance? We have a motion to approve the ordinance?
I second it.
We have a second. Any last discussion?
You need to ask to post for accept publication. I think it's a 30 day before I'm being active.
Okay.
Second.
That being said, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
I'm opposed, Mary.
Okay. And it passed. One opposed. Any other? Number eight, which would be planning department report, violations and enforcement. So I'll come over to Eric.
All right. Planning report for August. Things merrily cruising along. You need one of those? Sure, why not?
What about back here?
Sure. Why not, huh? How about you, gal? Any questions on that?
Just the Blaine Webb zone change or small scale subdivision. They're looking at breaking up that 16 acres or so.
Yes, in the back. And that we've had a couple of applicants, a couple of interested parties that have been told there's a 50-foot easement going in there, and as far as we can tell, there's not, so they may not have access back in there. So I believe the home is sold now. There's people moving into the home, which would have been one of their options to get back into there, but I believe that that option is probably not there now. So.
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough piece, isn't it?
It's tough. Yeah. We have a bunch of those in Daniel folks are dying, and got filled in the back. People like to build on it. So far, we've accommodated them with new road standards and those kinds of things, but we'd all be. I mean,
this one's a really hard one from what I understand.
It'll be tough.
Okay. No application or anything yet though, or anything?
Nope. Okay. Had engineering services call me, wanted to know where to find the code. They were gonna go look it up and design it themselves, so.
Okay.
Eric, will you remind me what the footage is on the frontage?
On the frontage?
Yeah.
You have to abut a road built to the town of Daniel standard for 100 feet.
100 feet, okay.
And that's where we had that other road that we worked on for a while, that we let a rotomill, but we had that secondary standard, but that would still be 100 feet.
It's still 100 feet. Yeah, that doesn't change. That's just the road standard. 50 foot right away with the road, rotomill, up to 3 homes.
And then they have to go to a full road?
Full road, yep. Has to be asphalt after 3. It's up to 3 is what we adopted. And then, of course, we have the complaints on dust and noise. And so the dust has continued. I think there's a couple here tonight to speak about that. Are you guys here for dust? Yes?
And that was as good a time as any. As long as we can hear you,
Mr. Brown, I don't know his first name. He lives down by 3000 South, and he has been hauling in dirt and many, many loads of dirt. And I was informed by Mr. Jensen that he talked to him, and he said that he is going to screen that. And he is going to put it all over his property, and that the back piece has been changed to commercial. And that he was able to do that. Is that true?
No.
Had heard that one too.
Well, these are my concerns, because he's still, the dirt and the dust, whenever the wind blows, it comes up to my house, it hits everybody on 3000, you know that, and as it has been on the news all this week with EPA, they've stated with the smoke and stuff, well, the dust and dirt is just as bad. And I don't know if he's allowed to put the screener in. If he's allowed to put the screener in, how many more screeners are going to be put in?
Yeah.
And I mean, I will say Coleman's, kudos to them. They got rid of the dirt and the truckloads of dirt, because that was a big pain in the butt.
I understood that kind of is done. I mean, we're not, that the person that was going in and out of there, they're taking it somewhere else now.
Oh, yes. The Bethers guy didn't want to help him water that down, so he pulled out.
Well, hopefully you're closing a little wider now.
Yeah, because I have some tonight.
Okay.
So if he was temporarily putting a screen in there, it would be allowed for his landscaping, but he wouldn't be able to set up a permanent screening operation.
And he's not able to sell the dirt.
I don't know that we have any ordinance against selling dirt off your property, but that wouldn't be if he's doing that as a commercial operation. I mean, if you just want to sell a few loads of dirt you got left over after you build your house, I don't think the town has any ordinance that would stop that. But if you set up a commercial operation, we do have our ordinances against that. So, and I know he's in the middle of landscaping his property, so that's what I thought he was doing with that dirt, was screening it and using it for topsoil on his new house that he just built last year.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm just wondering if, I mean, you know, you figure people build homes and they landscape and then it's done.
Yeah.
And then you think good thoughts, but when it's not ever done, you kind of start just a little bit.
Yeah.
So I just wondered if we're going to have to put up with the dirt for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what status he's at. I was down there at Blue Staking this week and I didn't even look over there to see how far along he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
and I know he's, I know he had a lot of dirt left over from his house that he had in there. So, I'll check into that and see what, see what's going on over there.
So is it more people allowed to bring the screeners in?
Well, they have a small screener you can rent over here at the Bryce's. And it's just a small screen at 6 feet wide, and any homeowner could get that and screen their dirt on their property.
So Mr. Wall, that's brought in 22 loads of dirt, dump truck loads of dirt, can do it too?
Oh, I don't know what he's doing with that, so obviously that didn't get incurred on site.
No.
So, but he's not screening that, is he?
Not yet. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's in the screening of that dirt. I don't know if he's bringing up the bag down where the canal runs through that property, or I don't know what he's doing with that dirt. But to bring it in and dump dirt, we don't have an ordinance against dumping dirt on your property. But
I thought you had an ordinance against him bringing in the dump trucks and across the residential.
Running a business out of his home would be, but they're just parked. So we don't see those going in and out every day.
Well, I'm just asking.
Yeah, so there's an ordinance against it if he's running a business out of there. But if he's just parking stuff on their property, then that's what we was looking at with the new ordinance, about how many you can have on your property. And everybody's got a few tractors, and there's a lot of people in Daniel that's the value, having the ability to park some equipment on their property. So that's one of the values we have. But to run the business out and then start incurring what we call impacts on the neighbors, that's when we get involved, because the impact of the neighborhood is what sends us out to make connection with them. Mm-hmm. Try and get those impacts down so we can have clean laundry.
Yes, clean air, because I've done my laundry for 40 years.
That is quite a bright blue shirt you have out there, too.
Yeah, and it didn't hang on the line for a few days.
Awesome. So we'll keep looking at that. If you see something that ought to be a red flag, let us know.
No, it's, I mean, even you can, they've stopped quite a lot.
He was at the meeting here the other night. Did you notice that? He was here at the meeting the other night. I think he was aware that there was an impact offsite that he wasn't aware of.
And with that petition, what kind of goes with that? I mean, that a petition presented to the council of X. And so that's just going in with regards to this subject matter and just bolstering the position, or is that something that where there are signatures?
Well, the signatures are there. The one I could actually make heads or tails of, the other one I can't even make out a signature on it. They didn't print their name to the side. And then when I reviewed this, the petitions, they're two different petitions, so they were worded different. So there's a couple of different things on there. But I know they separated them because one was residents of Daniel, and the other one, or the town, I should say, and the other one were residents of the Daniel area. So there was actually Heber City residents that was signing that petition of that impact that was going beyond our town limits.
From Heber City residents into our town and their own, and from us to the Heber City and their own.
Yeah.
Multiple sources.
Yeah, and I don't know if there was one submitted to Heber City at the same time or not. I don't know.
We were told to
separate them.
No, we were told to take the petitions like that, and then if Heber City, if the people from that residential area reported to Daniels, you would report to Wasatch County that there's a problem, because there, half of those guys are still
in the county. Yeah. Couple of those are. We're trying to fix that, but we're meeting strong resistance about filling that hole in.
So that's why there were the three different
ones. Ask you, Marcia, about that rock place down the wall.
Hickens, I guess it is.
Oh, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah, the Hickens.
Are they going to be allowed to grind that like they did last year?
They have, yeah. If they have a permit that allows them, if the wind is under so many miles per hour, and they wet it down. So they're trying to control their offsite impacts. The county has given them some criteria, and they are allowed to grind if they meet those criteria. So the county did give them a permit to grind. Before they were hauling that out to their quarry as overburden, but then they had the opportunity to grind that. But they did give them a conditional use to grind if they met their conditions. I did not see that document, so I don't know what those conditions are.
Well, they ground, I think, last year, because we got dust coming out.
Clearly not following their conditions.
So if they do grind and it's 200 feet in the air, then we take pictures or what?
Yes, absolutely, and call the county.
Or you can call the EPA as well.
Because that's what Mr. Webb wanted to do, just because it was coming over and covering his house and the people behind him.
Yeah, absolutely, make the calls, absolutely. Because we make the call here, but it helps when the citizens are calling the county too. Well, the health department has to respond to those complaints, so they're more likely to respond to you than they are to the town. They're reluctant to respond to the town.
It's funny how that works, but that's very true.
I mean, they're more scared of the citizens.
Yes.
If you can get a photo, though, that's great. That's really good.
Or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6.
Darlene, Luke's little granddaughter helps me out a lot. She takes wonderful pictures.
Oh, a little photographer, huh?
Yes.
Right on.
And we thank you for coming to these meetings and letting us know of these issues, and we appreciate your efforts.
I appreciate the fact that you guys are doing something about it. Because my swearing ability, it gets really bad.
It is on the radar. Not your swearing, the issue.
No.
It's on the radar, too.
One real quick one. The general plan view, excuse me, campers. What happened? Is that a camper or campers?
Camping. Oh, well, we had a request for a lot to be purchased in Storm Haven, and they requested to put a camper on there where they built their house, to which our code will not allow anything longer than a 20-day camp stay limit in a calendar year. So that was one of the length of stay complaints and one of the questions they've asked. I gave them great news. Here's our code. It's not what you want to do.
We didn't think about it. Any other questions for Eric with regards to planning department?
Again, the bottom one there is the general plan, and the land use review is being under review at the Planning Commission. It will come to you guys if we make a change on there, recommend a change, it'll come to you, and we'll have the public hearing and go through that process. If there's no changes, then we'll just adopt it again and move it through.
Was that initiated or was it due?
This is by law, we have to do that every 5 years.
Was it 5th year?
Initiated by law.
Yeah, okay. Is that a process that you feel would be a month or two as opposed to the planning
committee? Yeah, we had it on last month. We didn't have anybody write in. I forwarded an email to everybody that one of the planning commissioners responded.
It's like going to like it.
Yeah, it's well written. It's just if we go a different direction as a town, then we'd have to look at that document, because we pretty much zeroed that document into what everybody wanted. So if that changes, then that document will change. A recommendation will come from planning before it changes, but that's the way the law set up. It has to be recommended.
Okay. Just one other note. Do we know anything about the status of the Welch Heftel home?
No.
Okay, so it supposedly has been sold, and the people who own it are not living in it, but renting it out. And so
those berries and whoever's.
Well,
this is the Heftel.
This is the Heftel.
Oh, okay.
The Heftel. And so I just let those that made the complaint know that we have a signed written complaint and to take pictures and try to document it, and then...
Do they act like they would or are interested in doing that to help?
Yes, yes. But again, it was brought up that probably the people who are doing it don't know the rules, and I just wonder if there's any way that we can let people know that they should read code before they, you know, before they start doing stuff.
I've thought of that because it's sort of a something I'm interested in, and whether you put it on the front headlight with flashing. I mean, American does some pretty good stuff with our webpage, but I, you know, no nightly rental. Other than having the code, I don't know what else to do.
I don't either.
The state's really not backing us, but we do have a solution that takes those folks to do what you ask them to do.
Okay, so just a heads up.
Good deal. I didn't know that that was going on. So there's two on radar then.
Yeah.
Two we've had rumors of.
Okay. Do you know if those are the same residents that talked to you that talked to me with regards to the other one?
These were right close neighbors. Okay. I can certainly tell you after that they haven't signed the formal complaint yet.
Anything else?
Nope, that is it for the planning.
Okay. Paragraph 8, Daniel Municipal Water Issues as necessary. Kim.
Dr. Gary was
going to be here. I thought Gary was going to be here. Kim did ask to be excused. He had another commitment to be here.
Gary was at his mother's when I come through.
Yeah, he was. So.
He was mowing the lawn. I wonder if he forgot.
Could have been.
I hope I live long enough to forget.
You know, is anyone here aware of any municipal water issues?
Just this.
Okay, and I've got a letter that also addresses. Do you want to give that letter to Eric? He probably hasn't seen it yet. Yesterday.
Yeah,
I'll
So, we talked about sending out that report. It got sent out late. Apparently, the state didn't receive it. Tied to that report is the other report that tells them how we sent that out to all of our customers, which has been sent out. We just haven't done the letter. Thereby, by October, if we don't tell them how, we incur another 10 points. But in that report, every point we have against the water system is for a late or a missed test. It's nothing to do on that report. There's not one physical thing in our
water.
Right.
It's the implementation.
It's all in administrative.
So does that mean what does that mean?
What that means is if you keep reading down there, that last line, the EPA, they will come and fine us.
Does this mean we need to get a water person to maybe watch over this? Does a council member need to be the water person type of person? I don't know.
So this all has to do with testing, correct,
and reporting?
Yes.
And so we have another letter that just gave us a pat on the back with regards to water protection of our water source. So the state, on one hand, I just got a letter Friday saying that we qualify and we did the proper
source protection
and they signed off on that. Mm-hmm. So that is good news. This is not just good, but obviously we need to fix this within 30 days. I think the water secretary would have nothing to do with this.
Absolutely, I think the water secretary would have something.
Well, I was talking about the testing part, not the reporting part.
Even the testing, I believe that that's why that list was so inclusive of those things that I written into that requirement. They should be following this testing schedule. They should be making sure those tests are done. Again, it's up to your water guy to make sure your water person to make sure that those things are done, but the secretary should be doing a lot of those a lot of those things that currently aren't being done.
Is that because they're not trained, do you think?
Probably. and for lack of accountability.
Well, and what's been happening the last 3 months, that was before this all changed. So this didn't help the timing on some of this stuff.
No, it didn't. But they're only going to do what they're asked to do, so.
Yeah.
Very seldom do you find somebody that'll go out and find what they need to do.
So is this partly Ryan, once again, as far as being gone, didn't get another reporting on time because?
Well, there were several. There in the other report that went out, the consumer confidence report, there was, I think, 7 of them.
Well, he came by the office and I had to look and there was one I had to sign and we talked about the late one and then, you know, yes, we're late, but they're all not taken care of. But it doesn't look like that's quite the truth there.
Yeah, then he told me the same, that it was, it did get sent to the, and I believe that it did get, the confidence report did get sent to the state. However, it didn't have the letter, the certification letter with it. So we missed half of, yeah, you got the letter, but we didn't send the entire thing. So they dinged us 10 points, going to ding us another 10 points. The reason I bring this up is because my license is on the line. That's what's tied to this water system.
Have you sold it?
Well, I think that's what we got to do. I want you guys to be aware of that as we're looking at these new secretaries. We need to get this thing straightened out. And that's what, as you'll hear Shelly talk about that. Somebody should be responsible. You as a council are responsible. I'm more on the hook than you are with my license, but tied to the water system. But Kim went and got her license, but of course she's moved on, so that's not part of our system again. So I need you to be aware of that as we go through those. We need somebody on the ball that's going to take care of those things that need to be taken care of. There's no reason that we're getting points on administrative things. That's just sponsored.
Yeah, it is, and especially month after month.
Right, and year after year. This is 2017. We're almost done with 18. I don't know what's happened in this year because they haven't compiled that report. But we should be aware of that. This council's on the hook for that water system as well as I'm just more on the hook for it.
So when we say the water secretary, who do we mean?
Whoever we're going
to
hire.
We have 11 applicants that applied to that ad. We need to talk about probably a closed session. We've got 11 applicants. We might have to ask some detailed questions at first, but I don't know.
I imagine we'll take those, the way I see it going, we'll take those 11 applications, we'll go through them and narrow it down to 3 or 4, and then have them interviews. We got to do something. We can't continue this.
Yeah.
The first thing that's going to happen is the EPA is going to show up and they're going to slam us with $5,000-$6,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's a lot of $35 a month.
So does the council hire this person, or does planning hire this person, or?
The council.
So when do we want to look at those? Should we make that an agenda item or something?
Absolutely. The sooner the better.
Yeah.
And we're talking about two things here.
And it actually shows up tonight. I had Mary put that on the agenda. Water secretary under recorder office. Because I didn't know if you wanted to go into a closed session to discuss. You're certainly talking about the character of a person, which is definitely a qualification to be in a closed session. So that's why it shows up at the back. But this is part of the planning report. The water thing, it's just got to be fixed.
Well,
no reason.
I think the secretary would certainly make sure it all happened. I guess my link for me is we still have to test it on time properly.
So who's licensed to do it now?
Do what?
Because Kim's gone to go and do the testing.
Kim wasn't licensed to test.
Oh, I thought she did get licensed.
She got licenses distribution for our water system.
Okay.
Yeah.
For water. That's different. So do you have to?
There's not a requirement. There is a license you can get to be a tester, but it's not required.
Okay.
So on the bigger systems, you will have to be required to have that. But as a small system that we are, you're not required to have that. But there should be somebody trained and knowledgeable, because one thing across the bottom, you got a bad sample. Now that triggers source protection monitoring. So you have to go to the source, pull your samples, get them to the thing. If it comes back, then that's when you get a boil order. You have to notify the state. And that's when you can really start incurring fines. We've had a couple of bad samples, but we've been able to correct those quick enough that it hasn't become an issue. I think it's just been operator error.
So So at this point, how do we get that person that can do those tests, have that person and pass it on to the secretary?
I think that's up to your water manager. He's running that department, and I think that you have to bring that on board with the water manager. That's something that the council will have to require of the water manager. I mean, I can't see us keep doing that.
No, I'll make a phone call to Gary and talk and have him come here and for our next meeting, and we could have that as an agenda item. We definitely need to solve this, and we've got to start as soon as we can, and next month as soon as we can. Anybody have any more sooner or later as far as having it on the agenda or dealing with it?
Can I make a comment? I've been helping, and since Kathy Jo said that she was going to resign, I've been going up and helping and learning the thing. And I see, just standing back and kind of seeing how things are gone, I think the hard part is like Eric says, you have to get your water manager on with you guys, with the secretary and that. But Kathy seems, it seems to be broken up, and I don't really know how, because Kathy's doing one thing and then Sherry's doing other things. And so when you're trying to get them together, the water secretary's job is kind of split, you know, because Sherry's doing some things with the water company and Kathy's doing some, mainly the billings and taking the calls and things like that. So I don't know, and so when you ask them, like Eric said, there's no accountability. It's, well, I thought you was doing it. No, I thought you was doing this. So you know what I mean? And then the water manager saying, I don't care if it gets done. You know what I mean? And so but this last, since I've been helping her, I called her and I'd say, you know, Kathy, this test is ready to be done. You know, do you call Kim? Do you call GDA? It's time to have it sent in. And she's like, no, I don't do that. And I'm like, should be, you know. And so, you know, because I have the paper showing the schedule of when the days are, what needs to be done, when they need to be called. So I was just trying to give her helpful hints of, let them, you know, give them a week notice. This is time. It's time to get this stuff done. And, you know, and so I think it's just a lot of, she's done a great job and she's done what she has been told to do. But I think that's your big problem, is you've got two people that are, one's here and one's here. And then you don't have the water man who really knows. He's just doing what he's been told years ago. And he's not, I like Eric had said, I wasn't trying a while ago to make comments that these guys aren't qualified. I was just saying, if they're going to run the company, the business, that's great, but you have to have somebody over them that knows all these rules that and dates that say, oh, are you following this? Instead of, this is how we've been doing it for years. And you know what I mean.
So Kathy Jo called me today, and she's got the next month. You probably talked to her maybe after she called me.
I haven't talked to her. I'm going up tomorrow to do all the...
The next month?
Yeah.
Yep. And so I would think there will be a point that we'll all talk, because these are great. I mean, I know those exactly, kind of understanding what you're trying to say, and we're not there, and we could be there. Yeah. It's not very hard things. It just...
Yeah, and maybe, like I said, your new secretary, maybe you can get that, you know. I think, you know, I know everybody just went crazy on seeing the list of what, but like Eric said, he got that right off the water. This is what the water secretaries are supposed to be doing, you know. And so when everybody saw that list, they were like, what are you talking about? No, no, no. And Sherry said, well, I'm doing these. And Kathy's like, well, I'm doing this. And it's like, it's supposed to be... You know, and the one person, and it is a big, I think it's bigger than we think. You know what I mean, but.
We're in the transition, and we don't know what these thoughts, if you could write them down, because that thing will be great to come up when we start.
Yeah.
So will you specify what you want for the agenda item?
I would think, the wording that we'd use for it. Do you want to keep it open in Tellusville? You've got 11 applicants and they're going to keep coming in.
Yeah, maybe everybody we got isn't going to work out. We don't know.
Oh, definitely. They probably wonder, when's it probably going to work out? I don't know, two or three.
But. Yeah, so I think we should leave it open till filled. I think if somebody else puts in their application, we should accept it.
Okay.
I don't know how far in the process before I can see what you're saying.
We're going to stop it after disseminating which folks.
Right, you get down to three, and maybe those three aren't them. Maybe you're still in the market, I don't know.
And so to try to clear with Mary, and I just can't quite get the right words, it's agenda item, discussion of water sanitary.
Well,
we need to come with the duties. We need to get that probably combined. So that might be worth just discussing that, let alone the individual.
Well, I think that the duties that we ran in the ad is pretty...
But some, I don't even know the duties. I don't know if they all know the duties.
I'm sure they don't.
So back to Ray's question.
So water company compliance would be
great.
The agenda item, I would
think. We're chewing on that then.
So in that agenda item, I'm wondering if it's almost a meeting between the mayor and the water
director
or whatever we call him, and say, hey, here's the problem. We need to address this.
I agree, and that's my mind. I've talked to him sort of before, but I haven't been blunt. But we've never had these kind of issues, and we just can't have these issues continue.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think
might end up in closed session anyway. So, yeah, I'm just to make you aware of what's going on there. Because I got involved with that, I got handed a report and got asked what to do with that, and I'm like, oh crap, we're late. So,
is this stuff? Is there anything
else? Cross the line, but I've been known to do that.
I take it we're underway and compliant.
Yeah, I believe that we are definitely working towards compliance. I have the lady's name that was turned into. Rachel Cassidy, that's written this letter, is she used to be over the compliance, and now she's moved up the chain, so there's another lady that we're working with there. But I think the transition between GDA and I think there was just a bunch of factors that have come into there, but it's been going on for...
Well, it has, and we've talked about it at least 3 months in a row.
Yeah. And so, I guess that may be a bigger question is... Yeah. It might be. And maybe what we're looking at as a secretary, I mean, the wages are what, $535, did we decide?
Something like that.
Maybe the wages are too low to get somebody to do what we're asking.
Must not be too bad. You got 11 applicants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you drop off everything that was supposed to, that you'd ask?
$535.
Yeah. Again, they don't know what their duties are.
So you're thinking that people that are applying... The ad isn't too descriptive on what they're applying for.
Well, I think the first one was more descriptive, but there was some kickback about how long that was.
Yeah, it was.
So
I've been hearing all that they're getting told is that all they have to do is send out the bills, do the media, you know.
Put that note in the bill.
Yeah, just what Kathy's been doing. And that's all their job is. Well, for $500, you know, and you could do that. That's no big deal.
Which she would tell them. If you call Kathy Jo and ask her what her duties are, that's what her duties are. So there may be some surprises what to do.
But you add all that other stuff, and it might be, oh, wow, this is more than I bargained for.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I have a few secretaries that have said that about me. This is more than
I would think they're the reality is somewhere in between, if not, yep.
Okay. So if you talk to Gary, I guess we'll just see how that goes along. So we won't need that as an agenda item.
So you don't want the water compliance listed then?
Doesn't sound like he's gonna have that really.
I'll talk to Gary, and it still may. I'll tell you if it comes up again with Gary, if you have to come to closed session, or Gary just gives me some kind of message, or I'll report back with regards to that. And number 10, Stormhaven Water Matters. Usually Gary or Kim would go over that as well. Do we have any kind of Stormhaven Water issues that you guys might know about? Nope.
We're doing awesome. We've got some money set aside.
And work will begin one of these weeks, hopefully.
Yes. They keep moving up the money, so other people are falling behind.
Okay, well, item number 11, approval of council meeting minutes for June 4th, 2018. Can we get a chance to read that? So, Joe, I'll take a motion for minutes.
I'll
I make a motion to approve the minutes from August 6, 2018.
Okay, so the motion to approve, second?
Second.
Second, any discussion? None, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I wasn't here, abstaining.
Minutes. Thanks. Recorder's office warrant approval announcements or anything else, so we'll turn the time over to Mary.
Okay, Comcast office phone 9733, rent 200, Polaris, this is the quarterly billing for 500, Wasatch Wave for North Property Annexation posting 259, Utah Local Government Trust, general liability was $5,195. It showed that it was a one-time bill. I believe it was picked up on an audit. Wasatch Wave for meeting reschedule 3236, Wasatch Wave for Nader Disconnect 9250, Kathy Piercy for postage reimbursement 641, Smith and Harvickson 1987, and TO Engineer, are you guys all aware that that's changed? It's no longer GDA? Okay, so you have the...
No, I wasn't aware, but no.
Okay, so that's actually changed, so planning...
They were bought out, correct?
I think they merged, but basically took over the TO part of it, so yeah. So planning 255, engineering 25250, Eric's Blue Stake hours 56.75 hours. Council payroll, commission payroll. And then on the next page, we have the CenturyLink data bill 4775, Heber Power 18407. Meter maintenance, this was a repair and I'd asked Kim about it. It was for $700. Chemtech Ford for testing, $20. Staple, this was for drum replacement, ink, cartridges, $222.01. And then again, TO Engineering. So if you look at it, it's the same invoice number, but because we've started breaking it out, the first part is the engineering for $175, sampling is $125. Then water department payroll, for Daniel. Storm Haven, Dominion Energy, 742, Chemtech Ford, 40, Heber Light and Power, 212.12, and then again, same thing, invoice is the same, but just broke out between 1 and 2, engineering, 650, sampling, 90, and then Storm Haven payroll.
So meter maintenance, is that the county meter, rebuild?
I believe that's what it was for, was those two meter replacements down there. They had to fix the O-rings and...
Yeah, I know you had to work for it.
So. Yeah. Kim was kind of confused at first, but I think that's what we determined it was.
I was tired of that.
I think it's still a long time. I've written down to ask Ryan for breakdowns like we used to get. Right now, they're not high dollar, but last month I think there's some dollars if you wanted to kind of have it broke down on. So.
Yeah. And what was weird is I got another email from her that said this is only half the month. That the invoices that we have are only 15 days instead of 30 days. As the invoice says 30 days, but it's only a 15 day billing. Did you get that email?
Well, she sent me an email saying that the date, something to do with the date, and I'm like, well, as long as the date, because she was concerned about the date showing on there is August 31st, I'm like, I don't care if it's August 31st, but it can't be September 1st for August billing.
Yes, it says services from August 1st to August 31st, but she said it's only 15-day billing. It's not a full month.
We can't have that.
So this is not a full month billing.
So does that, are we going to get part of them from GDA? Is that?
I don't know. Just
that could, they could have put a merge date, cutoff date. That's something probably
because,
that.
Yeah, because she said all bills now go straight to Idaho, to TO. We don't pay them here.
Well, we didn't pay them here anyway. They all went to Wyoming.
Yeah, now they're going
for
to
GDA.
Idaho.
Now we're going to Idaho with them.
Yeah, so that email that she sent said this is only half a month's billing.
Well, I've got one of my things to ask Brian is hours breakdown, so we should have that next time I'll put any explanation on this month, next month, sure.
Yeah, well, he started including, like, this is the bill, Southfield Water Extension. So that you know that those hours are tied to that municipal water here. So that's starting to appear on the invoices.
Okay.
Testing, storm.
Okay.
So you can actually track that instead of just a number. It makes it a little bit easier.
So maybe that explains why, like, have they not done any kind of inspections? Because I kind of wondered, it was weird, like normally, like they'll have different ones for, you know what I mean? And I've not seen any of those, so maybe.
Well, those houses everybody has started with aren't to a four-way, so there'll be a framing inspection, but I don't think any of those houses that are currently under construction are at a inspection phase yet.
I just know from already from 8 months, usually every month I have different ones for different residents, and this month I didn't have one.
But next month you'll have a bunch, because okay. They're all framed and blacked in now.
Okay.
Roofs are blacked in, so the framing inspection and the four-way will probably be involved with that.
Okay.
So they sub that out for us. So TO subs that out with the different engineering. And so that's how we get billed, is we get their bill on top of the other one. So. But anyway, that's why you haven't seen a lot of these, is because it's only half a month, according to her email.
Any other questions with regards to warrants and approval of the warrant? Chair will entertain a motion to accept the warrants as printed. And
so moved.
You have a first? Second?
I second it.
Okay, first.
One more discussion before we vote.
Yep.
On the north property annexation, did it really cost us $259 to notice that in the paper?
Yeah, that's why I said before, some of these are pretty expensive.
That was just a public hearing notice and a Wasatch Way, $159. Okay.
I mean, they're getting desperate.
Well, what that will do is that will force the state to look at putting it on the website and not in the papers.
Yeah.
Legislature will look at that and say, we're not going to charge municipalities that kind of money.
That's a huge expense.
Yeah.
But see, I think last month we had one that was, I want to say there was one that was over $300.
Yeah.
So it depends, I think, how many words you have in there. I think it's where they're...
Yeah, I'm sure it's line count, but when you get into that kind of money for a public hearing, the legislature will begin to involve with that, and they'll take that requirement out of the law. Then you've seen a move towards that with the public state website, but that's quite a hit for a municipality. I mean, we're nothing. You talk about the Nova Scotia and Salt Lake, and some of those have... That'd be astronomical.
Well, it's posted there anyway.
It is right now. It's both places. That's why I say they'll move away from the papers and cut that out of the budgets. Okay, awesome. That was my discussion.
You bet. So we had a first and a second, and we had discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Approval. Aye.
Approval of warrants and. And. Probably would like to go to possible closed session, so that would be that all other remaining parties would motion to go to closed session. I'll accept the motion to go to closed session, which would mean everyone would need to depart.
So move.
It's a polite way of asking.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Verily, we will depart.